This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. In a few minutes, bigamy for the business-minded, stories about the office spouse. But first, the nomination of John Bolton to be the next American ambassador to the UN has become a hot political issue. A few key Republicans are uncomfortable with his management style. Democrats see him as anti-UN. Whatever the outcome, the skirmish over his nomination hasn't done much for the image of the United Nations. Over the past few years, polls have indicated that Americans have soured on the role of the UN in world affairs. Day to Day's Mike Pesca has a report.
Underlings and ideological opponents have raised questions about John Bolton's suitability to be ambassador to the UN, but it seems like the UN is taking it on the chin at least as much as Bolton. In early 2001, a Gallup poll asked Americans, "Do you think the United Nations is doing a good job or a poor job in trying to solve the problems it has to face?" 54% said good job. But when Gallup asked the same question 2 months ago, only 36% said good job. An oil for food scandal will do that, but there are other explanations as well.
That's what happens when the U.S. government undermines the UN.
That was Clinton administration UN Ambassador Richard Holbrooke. His point is that the UN was conceived by, is funded by, and is literally hosted by America. The UN needs the U.S. at least as much as the other way around. So if an administration wants to take aim, the UN is just a sitting duck on the East River. Ambassador William Lurz, a longtime U.S. diplomat, is head of the United Nations Association of the USA, which advocates for the UN. He says that the international institution has a real problem handling bad news and getting its message out on the good news.
It is a bureaucracy. They're frightened by the press. And they have a general inability to understand the sort of occasional aggressiveness and the way American journalists pursue a story.
One of the UN's main PR problems is that UN bashers are unabashed in their attacks, but the UN defenders are fairly ambivalent. Take Ambassador William Lurz.
There are a lot of critics at various levels. I mean, I'm a critic. There are problems they have with that organization.
Take former UN Ambassador Thomas Pickering.
No organization is completely wonderful or completely terrible.
And then there's Ambassador Holbrooke, who's fond of emphasizing.
The UN is an inefficient, badly run, deeply flawed institution.
But here's the rest of Holbrooke's quote.
And yet it's indispensable to the United States.
Not only for its ability to further U.S. policy, which is what Holbrooke was referring to, but for things like the 18 peacekeeping missions currently underway, or what Thomas Pickering, U.S. ambassador under the current president's father, calls everyday things that nobody ever thinks about. There's the international organization which makes the email sent from Ireland readable in India. There's the international organization that standardizes air traffic between countries. It's unlikely that John Bolton was thinking about those functions when he said in 1994 that the UN would do quite well if we lopped off 10 floors of its New York headquarters. Sitting in his office, 7 floors from the top of the Secretariat building, Assistant Secretary General for Policy Coordination and Strategic Planning, Bob Orr, says that when a country criticizes the UN has to take it, because that country is essentially one of the UN's bosses.
It's absolutely true that the UN can't engage in the debate in the same way its critics do. We have to be more responsible because we have to respond to the various constituencies on our board of directors, all 191 member governments.
Some of the reason that U.S. citizens take issue with the United Nations is that America is in disagreement not so much with the UN as an institution, but with the nations themselves. The General Assembly chamber is simply where those nations get together in one room. Richard Holbrooke makes an analogy to another Manhattan institution.
Blaming the UN for what happens inside that building is like blaming Madison Square Garden for the New York Knicks.
But if the Knicks lose popularity, they can counter with an aggressive ad campaign. They don't have to be diplomatic. The Knicks don't have roiling scandals, and their perceived failings aren't nearly as serious as the UN's. And this may be the most important. Potential Knicks fans are pretty well informed about basketball. A big hurdle the UN faces in making its case in this country is that most Americans can't even name their own Secretary of State. The name of the Secretary General is largely unrecognized. A Fox News Roper poll of Americans had "don't know" as the most popular answer to the job performance rating of the UN Secretary General. His name is Kofi Annan, by the way. But you knew that. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.